It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. What is life like on the Mississippi? It's a river that divides our nation roughly in half, but it's the top to bottom that is most intriguing. The Mississippi flows from Minnesota to Louisiana. In Mark Twain's time, floating from one end of the river to the other took you from slavery to freedom. It has been a byway for industry and a crossing over where the St. Louis Arch stands as a gateway to the West. It's farm country and it's bayou, and it is fiercely loved by the people who live on its path. Carrie Miller is host of NPR News with Carrie Miller, and she's also host of Flyover from NPR News. She and the team are taking a deep dive look at the Mississippi, and they need your help. Carrie Miller, welcome to WPR's Morning Show.
Hey, Carrie. Hi. Two Carries here.
Two Carries.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good. So we are taking calls on this, and we would like to know, what is your relationship to the Mississippi? What do you want Flyover to cover next week? It is a live show, and they are counting on you to participate. 800-642-1234 is the number to call us. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address. And as usual, WPR Mornings is the way to tweet us. So, Carrie, talk to me about Flyover in general. What have you learned from doing this show so far, and why did you do it?
Yeah, Carrie, we started with an idea. The first version of it started in January of 2017. So we're coming out of a presidential election that was highly polarizing, really divisive. And we had an idea that even if you voted for different candidates, there was some commonality about your experience of being an American, of being a member of a community that you really cared about, that geography and political leanings didn't necessarily have to be as divisive as we were being told that they were.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we created a show about American identity, and we said, this is really about experiential call-in. This is wherever you are in the country, there are some things about your life that you can share with people that might live in the West or might live 2,000 miles away from you on a different coast. And so every week I would ask a question about some kind of version of what it means to be an American. What do you think about the idea of? And then give me that opinion through the frame of your life experience. And I think we got calls. And this is when the show really started to take off. We were getting calls from people who were on a factory floor. We got a call from a member of a church, a pastor of a church, who said, you know, I'm in this small church in Ohio. I don't even feel like I can tell my own congregation some of the opinions that I hold and who I voted for. So what we were trying to do was establish some commonality through life experience and push away some of the most divisiveness, specifically around politics. And I think it worked.
And I should note that this was not specifically Flyover at this time. This was something that was coming out of WNYC. You were on once a week and other hosts were on also the other 4 days of the week.
Right. We started with Indivisible, and what we discovered was most of the shows were coming out of the East Coast,
right,
coming out of New York City. We were the only show that was coming out of the Midwest, and we were having the liveliest, most spirited, most fulfilling conversations, you know, in WNYC's view, too. So we thought, hey, there's more to talk about here.
So you've done a few flyovers. You did some in 2017. Then you stopped. This is going to be an occasional series that you're going to focus on specific issues.
Right. We're coming back in October. In the heart of the most, I think of the heat in the heart of the election season, right, of the midterm elections. But what we're talking about today and what I'm about to embark on is Flyover down the Mississippi River. And it's just as you said in the introduction, it's this idea that we live in a different geography along the Mississippi River. I mean, life's a little different if you're in Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota than it is in Louisiana and Missouri. But there is an appreciation for the river, and there's a connection to the river and its watershed. So there's a commonality there. So how do we solve some of the most pressing problems up and down that river, taking our own life experience into account and coming to that debate with different ideas that are informed by our geography. We're going to end up in New Orleans, and I have a town hall going on next Thursday night to talk about solutions. Everything I've heard from Monday through Thursday down up and down the river.
So you've never actually done anything like this before. You've generally done this show from your studio. You're now going to studios up and down the river, or you're going to be doing remotes? How is this going to be working?
Yeah, we're starting in here in Minnesota, since we're at the headwaters of, and you know that's in a, have you ever been to the
no.
actual
head? No, I would. I've always wanted to go.
Well, I will. You better put on the bug spray, because where it actually bubbles out. I was up there for a campaign announcement years ago by a candidate. I'd never been there before either. Where it kind of comes up out of the ground and starts to bubble through a lake and then go south is deep in the woods, and there's tons of mosquitoes, and I was eaten alive. But I always have this kind of in my mind. This is where the Mississippi River begins. We will do a couple of shows in Minnesota, and then on Wednesday I'll be in Iowa. And we've got a couple different events in Iowa, then on Thursday in Louisiana. And we've got a live call-in show on Thursday from New Orleans. And then we're going to La Rose, Louisiana. And this is where people, there's a big fight going on there about the quality of the water in the river. Shrimpers, depending on high water quality, looking north to Iowa and saying what you're putting in the river in Iowa is affecting our quality of life and the way we make a living. So that's what I say is that can be a pretty pitched battle, but how do we bring our appreciation for the river and our desire to use the river the way it is, it should be used and appreciated together to try to solve those problems.
And this town hall will be on the air, and people from Iowa can call in and participate.
I should say the town hall is being recorded on Thursday night. We'll play on Friday. But yeah, the rest of the time, these are live call-in shows at noon.
These are live call-in shows at noon. We're talking to Carrie Miller, who is hosting Flyover. Flyover is taking a really intriguing trip down the Mississippi from the headwaters of Minnesota to the mouth at in Louisiana. They're going to be are you traveling by boat down the Mississippi, or are you driving kind of along it?
Actually, try that. For a while, we thought about, what if we got on a riverboat?
Wouldn't it be awesome?
I know. And then we thought, well, maybe we ought to work something out, Carrie, because we thought the broadcast capability from a riverboat on the water might be a little touchy.
Okay, fine.
Let's work on that. Okay?
So we got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about what you're going to be talking about next week. Start with Monday.
Yeah. On Monday, it's the culture and the history of the river. And this is where I think I'm really going to touch on that flyover idea, which is, what does it mean to be American? And then what does it mean to be, I'm thinking of as a river dweller, right? And this doesn't mean, oh, I have a cabin right on the river, or I live right on the river. This is, I make my living as a result of the watershed that flows out from the Mississippi River, or I work and play on the river, or the river is really just a key part of what it means to live in Minnesota. On Tuesday, we're going to be talking about who gets to decide how the river is controlled. And you know, this is a really, really heated battle.
Yes.
I mean, between the Corps of Engineers and a lot of other special interests. On Wednesday, we're talking about agriculture and pollution. And Iowa has been in the midst of a big argument about how much fertilizer flows from the farms and the fields into the Mississippi River.
As has Wisconsin, yes.
Right. And Minnesota. And on Thursday, for the call-in show, we're going to be talking about climate change and equity and everything else that I've heard through those 3 days on the river. And then Thursday night is this town hall with, I think, people at the bottom who are saying, we take everything that you put in the river and we have to deal with that. Do you know what that's like? So it should be a good conversation.
So I should note the WPR is not airing these live in the middle of the day. We're going to be airing
and
them
rats.
At 8 o'clock. I know. But
we would love to have your people calling
But people can call. People can contact you with their stories via social media, correct?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Tell us how to do that very quickly.
Yeah, you can tweet me at Kerri, K-E-R-R-I-M, that's Minnesota Public Radio, MPR. That's on my Twitter feed. Put the hashtag Flyover Radio in there and I'll spot it immediately. But I'd like to hear stories about what the river means to you, and I will weave them into the live call-in at noon.
We have been talking to Kerri Miller, who is the host of NPR News with Kerri Miller, and she's also the host of Flyover from NPR News. They're going to be heading down the Mississippi River next week. Kerri Miller, thank you for joining us.
Kerri, thank you so much for your interest in the questions, and we're really excited about heading out on the river.
Me too. Next, we're going to talk to Congressman Ron Kind, who represents an area along the Mississippi. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.